Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond, and welcome again to 2013. We're counting down the days already, and they will go by quickly. Well, a couple of weeks ago, perhaps, I didn't check exactly, but I talked about some of the recent research that's just telling us how bad sugar is for us, refined sugar. Not that we probably didn't already know that and been told that for a long time, but it's always good to have some, you know, some real research, not somebody just saying, well, I think this is bad for you, it's bad for your teeth, and blah, blah, blah. But if you want to make a change, if you agree with that and you say, okay, I'm really going to make a change, and how can I do that? Because some of those foods that are high in refined sugar are my favorite foods. Things like sometimes ice cream is relatively high in sugar, although it's high in fat. And even sherbet, which takes some of the fat out, there's usually a lot amount of sugar. You know, is it pumpkin pie or donuts or a certain kind of cookies, whatever, that you say, oh, man, that's, I don't know if I can get, not have those anymore. Well, I think one of the things is we do need to get rid of those things in our house that are right there tempting us. But that doesn't mean you're never going to have a donut again or a piece of pie, but probably do that when you're eating out or at somebody else's house. Go ahead and eat that. You know, some of that's not going to hurt you, but that means you only get a single serving. You know, it's not like there's that whole package of chocolate chip cookies sitting there tempting you if you have one somewhere else. So go ahead and enjoy, but just limit it and don't have it on hand. What do you have on hand instead? Well, something that's easy and fast. Probably that's really important. So, you know, fresh fruit usually is pretty easy and fast and is not full of refined sugar. They still have sugars in them. They still are sweet, can kind of help satisfy a sweet tooth. Dried fruits are easy. The only thing there is, you know, they're concentrated. So like a fourth of a cup of, let's say, dried cherries may have 140 calories. So they're not free calories, but they are satisfyingly sweet, and they can they take a little bit longer to chew. They just don't melt and slide down so easily, so they can be a bit more satisfying. So think about those kinds of things that can be on hand. And I try to keep a bag of celery cut up, washed, cut up, ready to go, so I can open the refrigerator door and have a piece of celery. I kind of like celery. Not necessarily sweet, but a little chewy, a little snack kind of thing. So the first solution is to kind of clean out your cupboards, clean out wherever that food is that's not going to be there. But do plan on having some substitutes that are good. So in this countdown that I received information, and I think, you know, we always have to look at the source of information, the problems that are stated, why we crave sugar, and the solutions, I think, are pretty credible information. And the first problem is irregular or missed meals. Now, I know there are still a ton of people who do not eat breakfast. Bad news. You say, oh, I can't eat breakfast. Well, you don't have to have bacon and eggs. Again, there are lots of choices that you can eat out of hand and easy. You know, it doesn't take much time. But think about when you've been sleeping all night and not getting up to eat. I know some people will get up in the middle of the night and eat. I'm going to assume that this doesn't apply to you. Think about how many hours you've been without food. And your body says, I'm in a state of starvation, and I need something to eat. So we start craving something to eat. So again, plan on that breakfast time, and then plan on some meals. This article suggests every 4 or 5 hours. I think you need to set that up with your schedule, what's going to fit into your lifestyle. But try to make it pretty regular, because your body gets to kind of set on that system, that timing. And maybe if you eat your first whatever it is you eat, we may not even call it a meal, at 6 o'clock in the morning, then waiting till noon is too long. You need a break in there. Even if it's at 8 o'clock, you may need a little break of something at 10 and maybe you don't eat till 1. So, you know, you need to set it up for your schedule, but it helps to have it regular, and your body gets on that kind of schedule, and it needs to be more than 2 meals a day. They need to be kind of scattered. There's some varying research on how many meals. Some people, you know, some research says, oh, you need 4 or 5 meals. Some research says you need 6 meals. So different sources of information will give you different amounts of time, different between meals, between eating. But just remember that your body needs some fuel throughout the day. Don't just wait till the end of the day. And I'll mention that again. A second problem, lack of sufficient dietary carbohydrates. Now, there for a while we had a diet that was low carb. Well, this information says you need to think about that you do need some carbohydrates, but not, again, those really starchy sweets. Starchy, yes, in terms of roasted potatoes, baked potatoes, sweet potatoes. Carrots are a fairly dense root vegetable. So some kind of vegetable that has some carbohydrates, all vegetables have some, but, you know, a little denser. And also fresh fruits and whole grains. And those whole grains can come in, you know, cereal, bread, crackers. There are a lot of those. Just need to take a look at the label to see that there's some whole grains in there. And then fill in with other kinds of not so heavy carb foods, maybe some more greens and so on. Okay, third one, lack of sufficient protein and fat. Yep, we need protein and fat, and we need that scattered throughout the day. But again, we don't need a steak in the evening to fulfill that category. Sorry, you know, again, once in a while, but we need some protein at each time, and that kind of goes along with another one of the suggestions, and that is to eat a balance.